FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Creation Wine Estate in the Himalayan Arda Valley won two categories in this year's Great Wine Capitals Best of Wine Tourism Awards. They won the Wine Tourism Restaurant category and Wine Tourism Services. Today we're chatting to Carolyn Martin, and congratulations to you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's a wonderful tribute to our team.
Well, I know you always talk about your team. You don't do this all on your own, but that's really the impression when one comes to Creation, and you have teamed food and wine so well. It's almost like they're getting equal footing, which doesn't always happen in a wine estate restaurant. So not only are you doing it exceptionally well, but you're also setting an example in a country where gastronomy is often the focus more on the food. So tell me, how do you go about planning your menus? Does it start with the food, or does it start with your award-winning wines?
So we normally work on seasonal menus, and we change our menu at least four times a year. So it does depend on ingredients, but of course we have to start with the wines, because the wines normally take at least a year to get to bottle and before they are available to people to taste. So it's inevitable that we'll start with the wines, because a dish would probably take at most 3 months. You know, that would be the longest, or maybe a little bit longer if you were making a cheese or something. But most dishes don't take longer than 3 days to make.
Wow, okay. And I love that Creation truly embraces local when sourcing ingredients. What stands out on your spring heritage menu from the valley?
Our butter blommekies, I think, are really awesome. That's a real story of what grows together goes together. You know, the butter blommekies are in the dam just in front of the Pinot Noir vineyards. And the chefs literally go out in the canoes in the morning and go and harvest. And they are so fresh, and we show them like that as well. So we use three different textures in that Vatablomiki risotto dish, and it's all about texture, which is what Pinot Noir is all about, and it's paired with Pinot Noir, and we use some num-nums from the garden. That's Natal plum to add freshness to the dish as well, with a beautiful bright color. Yeah, so it's really using local ingredients like right on our doorstep to some extent, and also using fynbos in our garden. Oh. So we use that as well in place of herbs.
Wonderful. I always feel that your menus are created with all the senses in mind. And many restaurants, I know, look at the taste, the touch, the feel, but you always go beyond that. Tell me a little bit about how you include things like fragrance and the other parts of our senses.
So when we do a sensory experience, we think about taste and temperature, and aroma is such an important part. You know, when you look at flavor, 80% of flavor is aroma. And we also need to think about resonance. So sound affects the way that one tastes, and so does color. So we'll think about the crockery that we use, and we get local potters like the Potter's Gallery to produce beautiful crockery for us. We'll think about the music that we play in the tasting room as part of the experience. We'll think about aroma as well. So we will use aromatic elements in the dish to elevate the aromatic elements of the wine. And we make sure that our wines are served in the most beautiful Riedel glasses, varietal specific glasses, so that you really pick up on the aromatics of the wine as well. I think it's really important to serve wines in the correct glasses.
It is. It certainly makes a difference. And what about the emotion of nostalgia? Because I always leave an experience at Creation, and I have felt what I've been experiencing. It clicks into something. There's always a memory. How do you look at that when you're putting your menu together?
So I think it's important to create dishes that are relatable, that you've innovated. For example, in the heritage menu, we have taken the different chefs' backgrounds, and they've taken a favorite dish from their family, and then they've innovated it, first of all to pair with our wines, but also to create something that is totally relatable. And we've created this healthy heritage menu. So wellness is such an important part of the conversation that is happening at the moment in terms of food. And we have geared our menu towards wellness as well. We want people to feel so good when they leave here that they want to come back. And we want them to have those nostalgic memories, you know, to eat a fantastic kousista or milk tart, but maybe it's a healthy version.
I think that's always the thought when one leaves creation is, when can I come back? So you're doing that all so right. What music or song would you think signifies the essence of creation?
Well, I think Vicky Sampson's African Dream is such a beautiful song. It's all about inclusivity. It's such a positive song. It's, you know, what the Creation Nation is about. And it was one of the songs that we had on the playlist. And one of our clients heard it and is a friend of Vicky's and then brought Vicky to the tasting room a few weekends ago. And Vicky then stood up and actually sung the song live. Can you imagine? In the tasting room for everybody. And they were just so enthralled by this. It was so beautiful.
What a powerful memory for people to leave with. I like that. The Creation Nation. If you carry on winning awards like this, we might have to think about that. So well done. It's also well deserved. And thank you for your inspiration.
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure talking to you always. And we are so proud. But if it wasn't for our customers and our clients or our guests, we would not actually have won this award. And thank you for your reviews and visiting us, Jenny. We appreciate it.
What a pleasure. That was Carolyn Martin of Creation. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FML Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape. FML